Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sister, and I welcome you to another edition of Thoughts for Vision, inspirational topics to help get you through life. Thank God for this opportunity. I thank the creators of Blog Talk Radio, and I thank all of you out there for listening today. If you need any info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, there's only one place and one place only for you to go to, and that's what I like to call my one-stop shop. Check out my website, www.jackieap.com. You need info about the blog, the radio show, social network pages. You want to be a sponsor or donate to Thoughts for Vision, that is the one place you can do that at, my one-stop shop. Once again, that's www.jackieap.com. Check it out. I want to welcome you all here today. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you're at. Whoever's listening to me, to the sound of my voice, by whatever means necessary, by phone, by show page, whatever means, thank you so very, very much for tuning in today. Today is another Vision in the Spotlight. And before I bring up my special guest, I'm going to read her bio. Jaquez McNeil is an anointed, licensed evangelist missionary, author, and profound speaker who advocates for women in the areas of personal growth and development. She is a woman given to prayer and consecration, and she is a committed intercessor. A strong gift of discernment is what enhances her ability to uncover and bring clarity to many complex situations. As a graduate of California State University, Los Angeles, Jaquez earned a bachelor's degree in finance, and currently she works in the health care arena with UCLA Health Systems as an instructional designer. Additionally, she is a certified behavioral analyst, conflict and meditation specialist, corporate image consultant, and professional development consultant. Jaquez is a leader amongst leaders, with an exceptional gift of administration. She is the founder of Women Inspired Through Networking Elements Sister to Sister Witness Book Club, a unique Christian literary ministry that was launched in 1995. For 20 years, she led the Women of Witness Book Club on a journey to live victoriously, mind, body, and spirit, and live purposeful lives as they embraced and activated practical biblical truths. Witness Book Club is much more than a book club. Our motto is, I am my sister's keeper. The Sisters of Witness Book Club spearheaded community outreach programs as they serve those who are disenfranchised. Health and wellness programs were developed that reach women of all ages, and weekly intercessory prayer was at the heart of all that they accomplished. Jaquez is a woman of courage who steps outside of her comfort zone to accomplish her dreams and goals. And she challenges the Women of Witness Book Club and all who she encounters to do the same. She recently published her new book, Life Happens, 30 Strategies for Triumphant Living. In this 30-day devotional, Jaquez bears witness of how she triumphed in the face of adversity and unpredictable life challenges. Readers will be encouraged to develop a deeper, more meaningful walk with the Lord and to stand strong when life happens. To quote Jacquez, quote, "I continue to burn with passion for women to fully understand who God created us to be and for us to fully exude that authentically and confidently without excuses or apologies in every facet of our lives. It is my desire that all women who love God created us to be, flaws and all, not comparing ourselves to anyone else, because we are His unique creation. As we embrace our uniqueness, our personal style will emanate from the depth of our being." He has been a dedicated wife to Pastor David McNeil since 1995, and together they are the proud parents of their miracle child, the beautiful Michaela McNeil. And without any further ado, I bring to you the woman of the hour, the one, the only, Jacquez McNeil. Hi, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Jacqueline. Thank you so much for inviting me on your show today. I'm just overjoyed to be a part of Vision in the Spotlight. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for your time. I definitely want to focus on a wonderful book.
Yes.
What would you tell everybody about that and what really inspired you to write that book?
Sure. As Jacqueline mentioned, my book is titled Life Happens. It's a 30-day devotional, and it's 30 strategies for triumphant living. And what inspired me to write the book, it was really the Sisters of Witness Book Club and my involvement with that ministry. And, again, we just celebrated our 20th anniversary. As you mentioned, as you were reading the through my bio, it was launched in 1995. And just over the past 20 years, the various situations that I experienced, and I also had a newsletter that we went out monthly, and it was a combination of articles and just various things that we encountered over the past 20 years and things that I observed that we as women and just people in general needed to do when life happened so that we could live triumphantly. And so that is clearly what inspired me. Also, when I look at a few scriptures that were also an inspiration, one was Psalm 96:3, and it states, "Publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things he's done." And then also in Psalm 102:18, it states, "Let this be recorded for future generations so that a people not yet born will praise the Lord." And so when the Lord gave me the concept to write Life Happens, it was an opportunity for me not only to be a witness, right, but for me to bear witness, for me to tell of the amazing things that he's done and to publish the glorious deeds that the Lord has done in my life. Because I believe when we share candidly, of course, as the Holy Spirit leads, but when we share what the Lord has done for us and in our lives, it will encourage others. And just one other scripture that was an encouragement for me was Hebrews 3:13, and it states, "You must warn each other every day while it is still today." Some versions also say, "Encourage one another daily while it is today, so that none of you will be deceived by sin or hardened against God." You see, so many things are happening in our lives and just in our world, and, I mean, if we really, really don't know the Lord, the stuff that's happening really could harden us toward him and cause us to feel that he's not there. But as I've been given an opportunity, I'll say, to bear witness, it is my desire that others are encouraged to know that when they face challenging, unpredictable situations, that God will enable them to triumph.
That is so powerful. And you think about what the word says. We are overcome by the words of our testimony. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And
amen.
I mean, you know, it's so powerful. The one thing we sometimes forget is what we go through.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for us.
Right.
It just may be
right.
for somebody else.
Exactly. And see, there are times that when we go through things, the enemy will have us to be ashamed. He'll have us to walk in fear, embarrassment. You know, oh my gosh, well, if someone knew that, then maybe they would think less of me. Or if they knew I went through that, then they wouldn't like me or whatever. But it's like, who are these people we're giving the power to? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
We really have to reassess who they are, who we are. I mean, the word says that we are made in God's image and in his likeness. The word says that everything that he does is done well. That means every single thing about you and every single thing about me is done well. Now, there are some things that he's refining, right? But the core of who we are is who we are based on who he created us to be. And we give others too much power, I believe, you know, when it comes to us just either not sharing or fully embracing who God has called us to be.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or he makes us think we're the only one.
Right.
Who this.
Yeah, and that's not the case.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. and I mean, I just love the title, Life Happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's...
Without our permission.
No, right, exactly. Without our permission or without warning sometimes, right?
Yeah.
You know, it happens. And it's not a matter of if it's going to happen. It's a matter of when. And, you know, life happens in different ways, if you will. And I know in the book, everything isn't traumatic, if you will. Some things are just basic things that happen, but it's like, okay, how are we going to respond? Are we going to respond as a Christ-like woman and or man of God, or are we going to allow our society, the societal norms, to dictate how we respond? And so I know one of my chapters is entitled Just Breathe, in fact, Chapter 2. And this deals simply with, I share a testimony of one of my coworkers, you know, just kind of went off, and it was really weird, and I needed to talk to her. But before I reacted, and see, there's a difference between reacting and responding. A reactor just moves quickly, and they might say anything. You're going to just breathe. You're going to pray, right, and allow the Holy Spirit to lead you as you either respond or not based on his instruction. And so, you know, in that chapter, I talk about how the Holy Spirit led me. And it was really a win-win for both of us. It really was. But what I've learned is we cannot be led by our emotions. Our emotions will take us places we just don't need to be. And so that is one of the chapters, you know, again, Just Breathe. And another chapter that really kind of sticks out right now is Day 17, Going Through or Growing Through. Right? As we stated, life is going to happen, okay? That's a given. But are we just going through trying to just get to the end? Or are we really trying to see, okay, Lord, what are you trying to teach me in this? What am I supposed to be learning? And on page 61, I just want to share this quick quote. It says, if you focus on your situation just being over, you forfeit the transformation that occurs in your life as you submit to the process situation. Each situation that we encounter is a lesson that may be hidden within that God wants us to get so that we don't, you know, repeat that course, if you will. But it's something we're supposed to get in and through each trial, I believe, so that we can become better and stronger. Romans 5:3 says that trials produce perseverance, character or maturity, and then maturity, hope. So there's a purpose in our suffering, there's a purpose in our trials, there's a purpose in our challenges, and it really is to develop us as mature men and women of God.
Yeah. I mean, everything that we go through is a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Learn from it, and it's your choice as to whether you're going to learn this lesson or not.
That's right. Right.
That's
if you don't learn, then you're going to take the class again, right? It's like
it's going to keep resurfacing and resurfacing until you learn it.
Exactly. And so I praise God that the Lord doesn't just, you know, pass us on like some schools. You know what I mean? They'll just pass you on, whatever. Even if you don't pass, they'll just, okay, just to get you out. But he makes sure that we get the lesson so that we can move forward as mature men and women of God.
Yeah, because he needs you to learn the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to serve you. It's going to serve you as to how to handle bigger situations the next time. Because, I mean, if you ain't getting it on the level that you at, how can he take you to a deeper level?
Mm-hmm. No, that's rich. That's really real. In fact, I was reading it about that this morning with David, right? He was able to kill Goliath because he recalled to mind what had happened with the bear and what had happened with the lion, right? But in order for him to be able to stand up against Goliath, he had to, number one, stand up against the bear and the lion, right? Like you said, which was the smaller test. And so if he would have fainted then, oh my goodness, he would have been no match for Goliath. He would have been just like everyone else who was running from Goliath, but David chose to run towards Goliath. Or toward Goliath. And so, you know, that's really what the Lord wants us to do, to take every lesson, and it's to build upon it, right? We're supposed to build upon it so that we can be better equipped to handle the next situation that happens.
Yes. Yep. so true. And
yeah.
You're going to have a book signing.
Yes, I have my first official book signing. Yeah, I would love to. Thank you. My first official book signing is this coming Saturday afternoon. That's October 31st. And that's going to be at Word of Life Christian Bookstore. And that's in the city of Los Angeles on West Boulevard. And that is going to be held from 2 to 5 on this coming Saturday. And so I would love to invite you to come out. The book is $11.99. We'll, of course, have books, and you'll have an opportunity to meet me, and I'll have an opportunity to meet you. You'll get your book signed, and it'll just be a wonderful time of fellowship. There'll be interviews and, you know, possibly even a few giveaways. So I'm really excited to have an opportunity to connect with, you know, the reader and just everyone who's interested and who've been chatting about the book. I'm just overjoyed. I'm excited about even Word of Life, just how they have welcomed me, you know, into this new community as an author. And so I'm really excited about that. And so that's what's happening with my book. But it's honestly, Jackie, it's so many things that have happened in 2015. Even you mentioned my husband and I, who've been married 1993 for 22 years, a little over 22, almost 22 and a half. But this year we launched our church. We were led to move out. We've been members of West Angeles for like 30 years or so. And but we were led to, you know, to get out of the boat and launch into the deep. And so we launched our own ministry, our own church, Transforming Lives Community Church. And our first official Sunday was October 4th. And so we meet every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Right now we share a church with Del Air Baptist Church, and that's in the city of Hawthorne. But, I mean, we're local, right off the 405 and the 105, and, you know, we would love to invite you to come out. We also stream live. You can access that via our website, which is tlcc4life.org. And we stream on Sunday morning as well as on our Wednesday night Bible study. So, you know, a lot is happening with that. My book club, we just also celebrated our 20th anniversary women's conference last month on the September. and just a number of wonderful workshop presenters and dynamic keynote speaker was Pastor Teresa Ordell. And so it was just a wonderful time of refreshing and us being equipped to transform and just to go to where God is, you know, the Lord is leading us as we move forward.
Yeah, I'm just so proud of just your family as a whole and where the Lord has taken you. I think about, because when I first got to West Angeles, David was one of my new members teachers.
Oh, wow.
That's who I first met was David, because he was I was in my new members class. He was one of the new members teachers.
Uh-huh, I remember. Mm-hmm.
And that's how I first met him, and then, of course, I got around to meeting you and Michaela. Mm-hmm. And I just thank God for y'all being open to allowing the Lord to use you how you fit. I mean, definitely watching y'all are definitely one of my inspirations.
Oh, praise God.
You keep going, because I mean it can be difficult, and you really I mean, you just really got to be open and willing. As I always say on this program all the time, you got to be open and willing to be willing. I mean, to walk through that door,
right?
Because God has a plan and a purpose for everyone. He's not a respecter of person.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's right. But we have got to be courageous. Like you said, when the door opens, when the opportunity presents itself, are we going to trust him, right? Trust that he's going to give us what to say in that hour. Trust that we've been equipped and that he's already gone before us, right? So we do have to be courageous. And courageous doesn't mean that fear isn't present. It just means that we are not allowing the fear that is present to immobilize us. You know, we're still going to move forward. And so I praise God for, you know, just you and how we see you also just continuing to persevere and, you know, to go forth and accomplish your dreams. You too, my sister, let me just say right now, you really inspire me. And that is one reason why, you know, when you invited me on your show, I mean, oh my goodness, of course. You know, I was just humbled by the invitation and the opportunity to be a part of what you are allowing the Lord to do through you. And so I just commend you, too. Well, God bless you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. That means a lot. That means a lot.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I remember when I was in a place where I did allow fear to grip me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something you seriously got to break. I mean, be willing to get whatever is stopping you, whether it's your past or whatever the devil is trying to throw at you, those fiery darts that he's trying to throw at you. You got to be willing to say, but God.
But God, that's right. We have got to know the word. I mean, not just our... Well, first of all, we do need to know it in our head. Some people don't even know it there. But we have to have it in our heart so that when situations arise, that it is the word of God that is our default. That is what is directing us. Again, not our emotions, not the past experiences, not, well, my mama was like that and my sister was like that and this is just me. No. Mm-mm. Especially if it's not in alignment with the word of God. You know what I mean? So we really have got to allow that to be our guide. And that only happens over time. But we've got to be intentional about getting into his word, intentional about allowing it to transform us. That's what Romans 12, 1 says, you know, for us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. All right? So that's really how we're going to be able to get through. And there are some things that really will catch us off guard. There's no question. I'm not making it sound like this is an easy little peasy cakewalk, you know, because it's not. But He really will strengthen us as we go through it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, mundo.
Yes. Yes.
And please feel free, anyone listening, if you want to call in with any questions or comments, please feel free to do so. Call in numbers, area code 347-202-0909. Once again, call in number, area code 347-202-0909, or you can come into the chat room. The chat room is open. Please make your question or comment there. As you're doing everything that you're doing right now, whether it's the book, the ministries, whatever have you, what do you really want for people to take away? As they read your book, what do you want people to take away from that?
Right. You know, it's twofold, because I did want to mention, you said, you know, as you're doing the book and then with the new ministry, I also want to mention just also being involved in my daughter's life. She's 13, just entering high school, right? And so it is, just being prayerful about how to balance. I mean, that's really the key, how to balance it all so that everything and everyone gets the time that they need, as the Lord is continuing to move us forward and to continue to move us, expand our territory. The one thing I would like for the reader to get is that authenticity and transparency, I believe, is key as we are for our healing, key for us as we mature. Because one of my chapters is entitled, and you just mentioned it, it's not about us. In chapter day number 12, not about you. And the things that we go through, it is not about us. It is for us to be that light so that someone else can know that, oh, my goodness, if you went through that, wow, then I too can go through it. But see, when we hold on and when we cover up and we hide and we don't share, you know, what we've gone through because of fear or, like I said, shame and embarrassment, that it's really not only hindering us, but it's hindering others from growing. Because we not only overcome, but I think it's also a blessing so that others, too, can overcome as they, too, are going through various things. And so I just want to continue with helping men and women to know that they can live victoriously, mind, body, and spirit. You read that in my bio in terms of the women of witness, that we've been on this journey. I've taken them on this journey to live victoriously, mind, body, and spirit. But that's still what I want, the message that I want to communicate, that we can live triumphantly, mind, body, and spirit, as we go through, with the help of the Lord, the various things that we face.
Yeah. That's right. You can do it with God's help.
That is right, and that has to be key. Yes,
He will lead you through the murk and the mire and all that stuff. And you really gotta believe that you're going to come out victorious in this thing. Because God is moved by our faith.
That's right. That is very true. Faith. Not by our tears, not by our tears and our tantrum, but it's our faith.
And wishing and hoping and dreaming. You may can start there, but it can't finish there. In the end, you have to be willing to read the word and believe what it say, and believe that it can happen. You gotta believe that this ain't just for somebody else. You gotta believe that this can happen in your life. Or
that's
it won't
right.
happen. Or it won't happen. Simple as that.
That's it.
Won't. If you don't believe that, it won't happen. Period.
That is right. That is it. So it starts with us, you know, in terms of, like you said, us activating our faith. Our faith has to be activated. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Wow.
Well, thank you. Wow, this has been, it is powerful. I just, again, commend you for the powerful work that you're doing in and for the kingdom of God, you know, providing a platform for men and women of God to come and share, again, to share the amazing things that God has done, right, what it says in Psalms 96:3. So thank you for this opportunity. And I just pray God's blessings upon you and your listening audience and everything that you put your hands to. I pray that he would, you know, just multiply it 100-fold. I do.
And same back at you. And before we go, please give everybody your contact info and everything so
yes.
they can keep up with you.
Oh, okay, definitely. My website is, of course, www.lifehappensbook.org. Our church website is www.t is in Tom, L is in Larry, C, the number 4, life. So that's TLCC4life.org. And I can also be reached. My contact number is 424-218-9111. But I would love to see you all out this coming Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4. That's October 31st at Word of Life Christian Bookstore. So I would love to see you there.
Well, thank you. And definitely, y'all, check out that. Go if you are in the city of Los Angeles, please, I welcome you to come out to the book signing and just be a support for this cool young lady. And just with, and I just, once again, commend you for what you're doing. Like I said, if you're in the city of Los Angeles, get out to the book signing this Saturday.
That's right. And if not, you can purchase one through my website or Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com. You can get yours there. And so just support. I really welcome that, especially with it being my first book. I appreciate that.
And we so appreciate you as well. So appreciate
right.
And thank you so much for coming on the program.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jacqueline. God bless you and all the work that you're doing.
Oh, thank you. You too. You take care.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
That was Jacquez McNeil, first lady, author, motivational speaker. Thank you so very, very much for being on the show today. I welcome you again to get her book. And the name of the book, again, is called Life Happens, 30 Strategies for Triumphant Living. Once again, to get the book, go to the website, www.lifehappensbook.org. Once again, that's www.lifehappensbook.org. If you can come out to the book signing, once again, this Saturday from 2 to 5 at Word of Life Christian Bookstore in Los Angeles, California, please come out if you're in the city of Los Angeles or will be out in the Los Angeles area this weekend. Welcome you to check it out. You want more info about their ministry? Once again, the name of their church is called Transforming Lives Community Church. Go to their website, www.tlcc4life.org. Once again, www.tlcc4life.org. That's tlcc4life.org. And if you want more information about Witness Book Club, you can go to the website, www.witnessbookclub.org. Once again, that's witnessbookclub.com. Let me say it again, www.witnessbookclub.com, okay? But I definitely welcome you to get that amazing book. attend her church and just keep up with Jacquez McNeil and her family. And I say to all of them, just much blessings of what God has for you to do, and just continue prayers for you and keep doing what you're doing, and God will bless you all the way through. And once again, a reminder, Thoughts for Vision 5th anniversary still going on until November the 8th. I welcome you to, if you want to make a donation, you want to make a financial donation at this time, a special anniversary donation, or, of course, to continue to check out the blog, check out the radio show, one place only, check out social network pages, one place and one place only for you to do that, and that is at my one-stop shop. Go to www.jackieap.com. Once again, that's www.jackieap.com. Celebrating 5 years of Thoughts for Vision. And as I continue to say, thank you so, so very much for your support. I so appreciate it, because it's really a challenge to step out on faith with what God has for you to do. And it's a faith walk. I mean, you got to have the faith to believe. You got to have the faith to believe that what God has for you is for you. You got to have the faith to believe that. And if you don't, nothing is going to happen in your life. Nothing. You have got to, as you read God's word, you got to believe that that can happen for you. You got to believe that you're not just reading a book of stories that don't apply to you. You know, we overcome by the words of our testimonies. We take the words in the Bible that's written about the men and women of the Bible. You know, they weren't special people. They were just ordinary people like you and me that chose to take a step of faith to what God had for them. You know? And we are motivated by what they struggled with. You think about a David, a Paul, a Esther, a Ruth. What the struggles that they went through, those may be our struggles in our personal life. And we can read those stories and be encouraged and inspired and motivated to handle our situation. We learn from each other. We learn from each other. And you got to trust God in any and every situation of your life. If God is for you, who can be against you? God is for you. Don't get it twisted. God is for you. And as long as you understand that, doesn't matter what situations that you face, He's going to be there with you each and every step of the way. So I take this time to just thank you all for your support of me and of Thoughts for Vision. If you listened to one blog, you read one blog, you listened to one radio show, I thank you so much for your support. And continue prayers as I do with God what happened for me to do and be open and willing to what He has for me in my life, and I pray for the same for you as well. Be open and willing to what God will have for you to do, okay? Once again, for more info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, go to my website, www.jackieap.com. Thoughts for Vision celebrating 5 years. And I thank God for that every day. Continue prayers. Continue supporting the blog and the radio show. Like I said, you want to make that special anniversary donation, please feel free to go to the website, www.jackieap.com, and make that special anniversary donation. Okay? And with that, that is all for the show today. Once again, a big thank you to Jacquez McNeil for being on the show today. Please get her book, support her ministry, and so much more. And just be a blessing to her how you can. Continue to support me and how you can. And just prayers and blessings for what God has for you in your life. You know, God is not a respecter of person. He has a plan. He has a purpose for your life. But you got to be open and willing to receive what he has for you. Okay? And that will wrap up the show today. Thank you so, so very much for tuning in to the Thoughts for Vision radio show today. And remember, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Once again, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Take care. You have a wonderful day, and I will see you on the radio, well, Sunday. I will see you on the radio Sunday on the, of course, the Caliwood Media Network end. And, of course, to check out shows on that end, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood Media Network. Tune in Sunday for the Thoughts for Vision radio show at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time. Take care and God bless.